What's happening, people? My name is Jeffrey. And I'm sitting here working on the Tuesday. Your normal, everyday, usual Tuesday in the life of Jeffrey. And I thought to myself, it's been a long time, relatively speaking, since I've graced you with commentary. In deep soliloquy and vast deep philosophy. So I want to come to you today with this. What I've been doing lately is, as I'm sitting here working as I am now, as you can see, you know, I have my working headset on. I'm sitting here working, right? And I got my clock here. I don't know if you can see it. There's the clock. Ordered this, $11. It's a Govee. I can remote into it. It's Wi-Fi enabled or some kind of weird stuff that, you know. It says it's 73 degrees in here. But I notice that sometimes I could be sitting here. And if you see I'm sitting here, I got on a long sleeve shirt and I got on a shirt under this. I got on long pants and shoes, you know, because when I work, I get dressed. I don't work in my pajamas. I don't work in my sweats. I get up and make the mindset from bed to work. You know, when I'm sitting here, it's work time when I'm working. And when I'm not working, I'm playtime, it's playtime. You know, if I'm doing music or something. I got hand sanitizer. So, and I'm sitting here, right? And sometimes I'll get cold. I'll just get cold. And what I'm starting to do now is when I get cold, I'll get up and move. I'll get up and start moving. And that's what I'm going to start doing from now on. Instead of reaching for this and clicking, I don't know if you heard that, but that's the heater. That's my little space heater I got going on over there. So instead of doing that, what I'll do is if I feel a little chill, I'll stand up and start moving or something. Look at me. Don't I look all built? Oh, you see, y'all don't know. The scale said 214 or 15 this morning, which is way up. But look at me. I don't look like that. I look like something, don't I? Oh, look at me. Oh, I'm getting it. I'm getting it. Anyway, so what I would do is I get up and I'll dance around the room and just start moving when I start to feel that cold. And if I have the, you know, my phone in my pocket, I'll get steps for it. And it's just good to move. It's just good to move. I usually on my breaks, 2.5 hours into work, 15 minute break, I'll walk 15 minutes. Usually get about, 1,300 steps in. Lunchtime, 30 minute walk. Got a little path already set. Don't even have to time it or anything. I just got a path, a certain walking thing. I just come back, get back at the right time, punch in. And then a 15-minute break. Usually the 15-minute break, because I walk so much in the morning, hell, I walk almost 5 miles in the morning. Before I start work, I have evolved to a place that where I get up at 9:15, don't have to work till noon. So that's like 2 hours and 45 minutes before I have to work. And I like having lots of time. I'm like, yes, right. He goes, you're right. I'm the guy at the gate waiting on my airplane 2 hours early, not at the airport, at the gate. And I'm TSA pre-approved, so I just rock, go right through the line, 5 minutes. And I'm at the gate 2 hours early, and I'm sitting there. I get a smoothie. They told me they shut down the smoothie thing at Terminal 5 at LAX. That was my spot for, you don't know how many years I would go there and get a smoothie. You don't know how many years I would go there and get a smoothie. And then one time, it's a marketplace or something they call there. And I went in there and it was playing old school funk. And I'm like, oh boy. And I left because I didn't want my energy to go up because I knew they was going to play something. And so I got a smoothie. I got something and I took off. And I came back to go to the bathroom. I said, let me go over there and see what they playing. And they was playing Knee Deep. Blew my mind. They playing Knee Deep. And I just, you know, cut the camera on. I started doing what I'm doing. This is in the marketplace. But the whole point is during the pandemic, they stopped selling smoothies. I'm like, what? How can you stop selling smoothies? That's like my thing. Smoothies at the airport before getting on a flight at Terminal 5 was my thing. And they stopped selling. I was telling that story because I like to get to things early. I like to be early, 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 super early, super early, super grotesquely early. Grotesquely early as the usual. So I get up at 9:15 and I go walking, and it seems to evolve. I mean, over the years, from I think I accidentally got to work an hour early. Don't ask me how, on the commute, on the bus. Don't ask me how it happened. I got to work an hour early and I walked and I liked it. So I kept doing it. And so I would actually get up earlier, and I'm actually naturally setting aside time to walk. So I'm walking an hour, almost 2 hours every morning before I go to work. I should hit pause and look at that since I am working. Hold down. How that? Okay, what was I talking about? I completely forgot. No sense of me even trying to figure out what it was. But let me just say this while I was thinking when I was doing work. Why is it that I can get on this thing and talk about basically nothing with so much enthusiasm and motivation and animation and be so thrilled about it? What is it? I'm not talking about nothing. I'm talking about the fact that when I get cold, I stand up and move. And I'm talking to you and to the world and to the universe. I'm putting this into the universe like it's the most important information there is. Am I bragging or am I complaining? What am I doing? Am I evaluating? Am I deliberating? Am I enunciating? You know how you get a roasted chicken and it had that rope on it, that string? I want to see my plate. Ta-da, that's what it looks like. This is what it looks like. I need to take the focus off. I got the focus on manual so it doesn't autofocus, because sometimes it'll move and I don't want it to move. I'd rather have it, because usually it's just like this. See, again, I'm talking about nothing. I'm literally sitting here talking about nothing. Why? Why do I get such a big thrill out of that? What is it? What is it? And the other thing was, with my, I just put it on pause so I can clean my nose. For some reason, my nose has been runny lately. Really runny. Just running, you know? I'm outside walking, it's running. I don't get it. Who does he want? What does he want? I mean, there's something to it. I watch my videos and I look at them and I see myself talking about stuff that I understand may not be as significant as the impeachment proceedings, but I can see what I'm doing, and I probably can't even articulate what I'm doing when I'm doing these things here, but I'm doing something. You better believe that. I'm putting down something. I'm not even sure what it is. I've been making these videos for decades. I've been making videos like this for a long time. I'm not gonna say I perfected it, but I've gotten it down to where I could produce good looking videos, good sounding videos quickly. Setup. As soon as you walk in, boom, boom. You don't have to grab this, grab that, put this there. I can just boom, 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 and get a certain amount of quality expeditiously, whatever that means, quick, fast. in a hurry. But nowadays, because with the Zoom and the work from home and the YouTubers and all this stuff that's going on, the basic technological bar has been raised. So that means the regular person, the teenager now, the little nerdy boy in high school arbitrarily has some of the best apps and products to create, you know, monstrously talented videos on accident, just from being aware of what his friends use and what apps are available. So I'm happy with what I'm putting out. I look at the quality of it. I look at what I'm doing. I look at what I'm saying. I look at my tone, my intention. And like I said, I can't really tell you what I'm doing, but I know I'm doing something. All right, that's a phone call. Watch me do this. Every time I pause, I forget where I'm at. Every time I pause, I forget where I'm at. But I forget what I was saying. So, but let me, should I go to the next topic? Do you want me to go to the next topic? The next topic was about breathing. How much, let me see. I done did 11 minutes. My God, I done did 11 minutes talking about nothing. How many of y'all can do that? How many of y'all can talk about nothing for 11 minutes and keep a person's attention? I want to know. I'm not talking about nothing. I'm sitting here not talking about nothing, but I'm performing. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it, Jeffrey. You need to perform. I'm performing. I've always needed to perform. There's no doubt about that. I can remember in elementary school, it was just completely, one day I just went completely off the chain. I mean, completely, to the point where I think the teacher had a breakdown and left the room. And for some reason, I don't know what was going on, but I put on like a show for the whole class for like 20 minutes. It was, I mean, things had gotten out of hand. It was definitely a situation where I think my desk was turned or something. I don't know if I was in a fight or arguing. I don't know what happened, or my desk was moved. It was just, things were just scattered around. It was just not a good situation in the classroom. And I put on this little skit impromptu and people were laughing. They said they thought it was funny, and I was just doing stuff, you know, just making stuff up as I was going along. And I've always performed. I've always performed. But never officially, I guess. Well, a few times officially, but always, you know, performing during everyday life. I always had that animation or that little extra entertainment value in everything I did in everyday life. Maybe that's why I like the videos camera so much. And I can do it from and being in my own apartment and just put it out there and with the internet. Maybe or maybe not have a platform. Well, definitely have a platform. Not sure if I have an audience, and whether I have an audience or not doesn't matter, because the future is my audience. I'm just putting this out there and let history grab it. History gonna grab these things. History is gonna say, ooh, this Jeffrey Mitchell guy did this in the year 2021, 2018, 2006, 2007, all during that time. Here's his body of work. And in his body of work, he predicted this, he said that, he had this opinion about that, he had this opinion about that, and it seems to align with what's been happening over the last 50 or 60 years after he left us. See, that's the way I'm thinking. I don't know about y'all, but that's the way I'm thinking. I value my opinion, to put it mildly. I value my opinion and what I think and what I can do and my brain intellect and my smartness and my hypotheses and my theories. I value them. Forget y'all if y'all don't. If you don't value what you think and say and your opinion, that's on you. If you don't hold what you say, think, or want, or desire, or think should be, or want to stop, or your whatever, if you don't value that, your own opinion, don't be hating on me because I think mine is up there with Jesus and God. Yes, I said it. I feel my opinion, what I want, what I think, how I feel is just as high and on a plane as Jesus or God. And I say Jesus or God because it has the impact. course, I don't believe in Jesus is God. But when I say Jesus is God, y'all get it. Some of y'all go, and I like when y'all, but it really, Jesus is a God thing. I understand it's man-made. We ain't got to go through all that, blah, blah, blah. But you get the point when I say that. So if the president, Obama, was to come in here talking, you know, saying this, you know, of course, you know, I'd respect him because of his experience. You know, but I'll still question why. So if you say something, I'll be like, why? How come? What makes you think that? You know, I know you was the president. I know you was this. I know you Jesus. I know you God. I know you created the universe, but why? What's your point? Damn it. I was supposed to go to lunch. See, the thing was, I'm supposed to go to lunch. I'm supposed to be back to lunch by five, back from lunch by 5 o'clock. I got to take lunch within 5 hours after clocking in. That would have been 5 o'clock. But since one of the guys goes to lunch at five, I'm supposed to be back by five. And to be back by five, I have to take lunch at 4:30, and it's 4:36. So basically, you know, I missed that window. I'll be back a little late. You know, what's the worst that can happen? You know, well, I don't want to say what's the worst that can happen because, you know, I am. Even though I am infallible, I just wanted to say infallible. I'm not even sure if I used the word correctly. I just wanted to say it. But, so I'm going to stop this and I'm going to upload it. And then I'll start another one when I come back. How about that? Who wants that? Raise your hand if you want that. Raise your hand if you want more of this. Raise your hand if you want more of this. See, am I growing a beard? Is this how you grow a beard? My son got beard. My son got big chops and hair grow all over his face and he can get an afro and everything. He got like big chops, whatever they call them, you know, almost like a beard. This is the best I can do right here. If y'all can, I don't know if y'all can even see that. Anyhow, I got to stop and go to lunch. Can I do that? Can I stop and go to lunch?